This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of things going on in the NBA, not just the NBA Finals. Game 6 tonight out in Golden State. Let's welcome aboard Mitch Lawrence, SiriusXM NBA radio host, sporting news, NBA reporter, joins us now. Mitch, thanks for the time this morning. Taz and the Moose with you, buddy. How are you?
What's up, Mitch?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How are you today? All right?
All right.
Yeah,
good.
We're good. I mean, you know, can Rich Paul stop talking for 5 minutes, Mitch?
No.
Come on.
You know how this works, guys. Rich Paul and LeBron James want to control the narrative. Mm. They want to take steal all the headlines away from the NBA Finals, and doing a pretty good job of it with this Anthony Davis stuff, right?
This is true. Let me ask you, Mitch, so what do you think of everything? How, you know, Golden State handled the whole Kevin Durant situation, the injury, what was announced, what wasn't, before he then, you know, ruptured the Achilles.
Yeah.
The whole overview of Golden State, Kevin Durant, and how it's been handled, your view?
Oh, I think they handled it fine. I think they've been getting killed unnecessarily. I mean, look, when the decision was made to bring Kevin Durant back after, 33, 34 days, whatever it was, off that calf, it wasn't just their doctors, it wasn't just their front office, it wasn't just their ownership, it was also Kevin Durant's medical people and his business person, Rich Kleiman, who signed off on this. And as Steve Kerr, I guess, pointed out yesterday, the consensus was nobody thought this could result in an Achilles blowout. So I know they're catching a lot of... In this day and age, guys, that's the way it goes. Ever since Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs had a falling out and they went to war over his injury, that's what you're getting now. That's the big fallout from this. It all stems with the Kawhi stuff. So I didn't have a problem with him playing. Obviously, when he took the court, I looked at that and I said, oh, yeah, this is what I expected to happen in these finals. I thought they'd win in 5 games with Kevin Durant, maybe 6, because they're clearly a much better team with Kevin Durant on the floor. I mean, just imagine, if he plays in this series, is Kawhi Leonard as impactful at the offensive end?
No.
Probably not, because he's got to guard Kevin Durant, who's the best offensive player in the game today, one of the best offensive players in the history of the game. So I have no problem with the way the Warriors handle it. I think it's unfair, but this is the age we live in. There's always got to be blame spread around to somebody.
What about Durant's future here, Mitch? You know, reports are that he doesn't want to play for that what's 1 year left. He's going to opt out, going to become a free agent come June 30th here. You know, the Knicks have been linked to them. What about him getting the offers that he initially wanted, now coming off an Achilles injury and probably being lost for all of next season?
I would think that 30 teams, if they had the wherewithal to get Kevin Durant, even with him missing a year, would all go all in, push all their chips to the middle of the table, starting with the New York Knicks, who are a desperate team. This is a team that's been dysfunctional. They've been awful over the last 20 years for the most part, except for a couple of playoff seasons. And James Dolan, forget about the winning part. You know, they don't have a winning culture there at all. He claims he wants to, and what he wants to do is make sure he's got celebrities in the building. Knicks have never had a player like Kevin Durant in their history, I'd argue. And so, yeah, I would think the Knicks would gladly, if they could get Kevin Durant, knowing that he'd have to miss a year to recover from Achilles, they would be more than happy. They'd be over the moon if they could do that. So I expect them to still give him the offer.
Hello. I think we lost him.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I think we lost him.
Mitch, hello, you there.
Hello.
Mitch. Mitch, you there.
It's one of those. Always tricky with cell phones, because once it starts to go, and then you're like, all right, well, it's just going to get through this maybe 10 seconds, and then they'll reconnect. We may be back in a good area.
Yeah.
And that's one that just got, you know, progressively worse, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, he might have just been driving. He might have been maybe in the Himalayas.
Well,
I mean, it could happen.
Mike should have made sure he was on a landline.
Oh, I'm with you. We should blame the producer. You're exactly right.
No?
Yeah. He should have made sure. And actually, that should be the new credo.
Yeah.
Any guest.
Well, if there's a landline option,
look at Mike. He's looking a mess right now.
Yeah, here.
Mitch, you there, buddy?
Mitch is back with us.
All right.
Well said.
So where did I start cutting out when I was killing the Knicks?
You dropped off with the Knicks, saying that the Knicks should still pursue Durant.
Oh, absolutely. No, first of all, not only should they, that's their mindset. They are a desperate franchise. This is a franchise that's done a lot of losing over the last 20 years. James Dolan is going to tell his people, Scott Perry, Steve Mills, yes, we are going, and he'll tell the Golden State, he's going to tell Rich Kleiman, we're all in, even though Kevin Durant might have to, he'll probably miss a year, because James Dolan wants to do what? He wants to get celebrities in the Garden, he wants to sell tickets. That's, for him, always bigger than the winning part, and he's got to have a main attraction, and yeah, Kevin Durant will help them win when he does come back, so I expect the Knicks, no doubt about it, they will be all in on Kevin Durant, because desperate, that's what they have to do here.
Hey, Mitch, so let me ask you, with Golden State, you know, with all the injuries and everything and all the issues that were going on and everything, do you believe the momentum from Game 5, you know, and home court can help the Warriors force Game 7?
I don't know about the home court. They've lost two games already. I think they were 39-6 in their playoffs under Steve Kerr at home before this series started. They've lost a couple times there. I really wonder about if they ran out of a little bit of gas here. Now, you know, the big thing with Golden State is where are they going to get their offense from after Curry and Klay Thompson? Who can you depend on? Can you depend on DeMarcus Cousins? I mean, we've seen times when DeMarcus Cousins, Iguodala, and Sean Livingston can't even get you 20 points combined in a finals game. That happened earlier here. So, look, I think the thing for Toronto is I think they've got veteran guys. They've got guys who have been around who have had tough losses. They can shake off that Game 5 loss. They can go into Oakland and win. I'd still have to favor the Warriors, obviously, because in these close games, they can make and execute plays down the stretch. They have the mark of the champion when it comes to that. They know how to get things done. But I think it's really more of a kind of a coin flip game.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Well, and you look at it, Toronto, I mean, Mitch, you know, without Durant on the court, when he was, Golden State, as you mentioned, is clearly better. But without him being on the court, you look at this Toronto team and what Nick Nurse, aside from that timeout and the back-to-back timeouts with 3:05 to go, you know, Nurse has done a great job executing this game plan and what they're able to do. They've been the better team for the majority of the series.
No doubt about it. And you know what? Going into the series, you knew that they were better than the teams Golden State had played. They're better than the Clippers. They're better than Portland, right? Better than Houston when it came to defensively. Plus, they've got the guy on the court in Kawhi Leonard, who really, in terms of the playoffs, has been better than any of the players, any of the big-time stars they faced, whether it's Lillard or Harden. And really, the Clippers don't have a guy. They had Lou Williams, but he's not even in the same area code. So, yeah, Toronto's got all the components of a championship team. They just let a huge opportunity slip away. And the Nick Nurse thing was crazy because, guys, as you know, I know a six-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the NBA is nothing.
Right.
But why do you kill your momentum with a timeout? I think the thing we all know in basketball is if you're going to call a timeout to kill the other team's momentum, he had everything going great. He claimed his guys needed rest. I mean, it's going to come back to haunt them if they lose the series.
Yeah, you know, and you're right, Mitch. And you know, Moose and I talked about that a lot the other day. After that happened, oh my God, we beat them up pretty good.
But
you got it right. No, you know. So speaking on that, like with Toronto, key for Toronto to go into the final game at Oracle and win the championship. Besides, their head coach not kill momentum for them. What do you think it is?
It always comes back to, I think, you know, what you're going to get out of Leonard. It comes back to, what are you going to get out of guys like this, you know, Siakam, Kyle Lowry, guys like that, Gasol. I mean, these guys who at times have had wild fluctuations in their playoff performances. I mean, if you're going to get strong games from everybody, you're going to be fine. And the other thing, too, is the other night, I mean, Golden State made 23s. You can't have that happen here. You got to do a better job defensively. Down the stretch of these games, though, guys, here's the interesting thing about the series. In their three wins, they really haven't had to win a game, close game, nip and tuck at the end and come out with what I call a June win where you have to out-execute Golden State. If they're in a situation where they have to out-execute Golden State in a nip and tuck game, lead changes down the last 2 minutes of that game, I'm still a little shaky on Toronto. I don't know about you.
No, I can understand that. And you know, Mitch, a guy that, you know, and he's going to get paid after this season. We all understand that. He's, you know, pending free agent for the Golden State Warriors, aside from Durant, and that is Klay Thompson. We all talk about, you know, Draymond Green. He can be an instigator, kind of do it all. Not a great offensive player, and we know about the brilliance of Steph and Kevin. You know, Klay Thompson, you know, he flies under the radar, but, I mean, he is one hell of a two-guard. Great defensive player. We know how quick-trigger offensive player, outside shooter he is. I mean, he is a guy that flies under the radar. He is awesome for Golden State.
Well, you're right. You know, the amazing thing is I think he only has two all-NBA berths to his credit as long as he's been playing. But for these 5 years in this run, including some real Hall of Fame moments, that game in Oklahoma City where they avoided, you know, the Oklahoma City choked that game away. He had 11 threes, which was at that time a playoff record. Here's a guy who in May and June, he's an all-NBA player. I mean, that's the difference for them. And so I expect they'll have a huge game tonight. You almost expect that from Klay Thompson. And you mentioned the fact that he is on a walk year. He's not going anywhere. You know, right. He's wired differently. All these people think, oh, he wants to go out and prove himself and be the number one guy. He's not wired like his father, Michael Thompson, who I've known since back in the 80s when he played for the Lakers, he always talks about how his son is very well grounded. He's all about winning. He's all about being part of this ensemble of great players. He doesn't mind taking a back seat at all. Yes, he wants to get credit, but he doesn't feel like he has to go out and be the number one guy anywhere because all he's interested is in the rings. And so he's going to get paid. He's going to get top dollar from the Warriors. I expect he would stay. I'd be, of all the guys we're talking about here, Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Kawhi, Jimmy Butler, if Klay Thompson moves, to me, that would be the biggest shock of them all if he were to leave the Warriors.
We're talking to Mitch Lawrence, Sporting News, Sirius XM NBA Radio. Mitch, you said tonight, you know, you could see either team winning. You think Golden State wins. You think we're going to get a game 7 here in the series?
Yeah, I think it did. I just can't. Can you see Golden State losing 3 times at home in the final?
No, I really can't. I mean, I really can't. But the issue you had mentioned, Mitch, is true. Where's that third score coming for Golden State?
Well, that's the problem I have
with the Warriors.
Yeah, I have problems with them too, and they can be sloppy with the ball and the turnovers. And we know defensively they have struggled at times. So, you know, it's not like a clear-cut thing. I don't know what the betting line is at this point. I'm sure it's close. They're probably favored. They've been favored at other points of the series where you can't believe it. And that's because why? They're a championship team. And when a team, you know, it's hard to go against a team. It's hard to three-peat for them, but it's hard to go against a team that's on the verge of a three-peat because why? We've seen them win these unbelievable close games.
True.
And stave off elimination because they have the, you know, they do what's right. They know how to close out these games. And people look past that, and they should really look more harder at that whole thing because when Golden State is backed into a corner in these games, what happens? They made a great defensive play the other night with Draymond Green blocking Lowry's shot. They actually forced Kawhi, turned him into a passer. My problem with Nick Nurse is he should call the timeout to try to get a better play for Kawhi Leonard so he could get isolated on a 1-on-1. Instead, he had no choice with Klay Thompson and Iguodala coming at him, and then Green made a great closeout. For all the people who say Golden State has struggles defensively like I do, they still make winning plays at the end of games, and they make big shots too. So it's hard to bet against them, right?
Yeah, no, it really is. Mitch, we'll close it out here. We talked a lot about, you know, a little bit about free agency end of this month when it all does get going here. Anthony Davis down in New Orleans. You think that deal gets done before the NBA draft? Do you think that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
I'll tell you why. Because David Griffin is going to get the 3 pick from the Knicks in this deal, or he's going to get the 4 pick, or he's going to get a pick from Boston for this draft, and he wants to be able – he doesn't want to do it on the clock at the draft. He wants to be able to have that pick salted away, and now he can go to work on who he's going to take. We all know it would be Barrett at 3. At 4, who knows? So I think it's in his best interest to get that deal done right away. And for you guys, maybe it'll happen now so that you have something to talk about.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. Well, right? That would be good.
Sounds good to us.
Well, you use something to talk right about. I mean, honestly, that's exactly what it is because it's all NBA all the time, Mitch. You know that,
non-stop.
Right?
Non-stop.
And you know what? I think the league loves it more. There's some people get driven up the wall by it. You talk about the game more. But what does the league love? The leagues love to talk about not where players are playing now, but where are they going to be playing in the future? That's the way the league works.
If you were Danny Ainge, would you take the gamble and trade for Anthony Davis?
I would do this. I would put in my calls like Danny Ainge is doing because he loves Anthony Davis. He's loved him for the longest time since he was at Kentucky. Once I knew I could get him because you're going to have to add Tatum, then I would call up. Now it's Roc Nation. It's no longer Jeff Wexler, the agent for Kyrie. He dropped his longtime agent. And I would say, tell Kyrie, don't go to Brooklyn because guess what? We have Anthony Davis locked up and coming here. Watch how quickly Kyrie turns around and signs a max contract with Boston to play with Anthony Davis. Yes, I would do that if I were Boston.
Mitch Lawrence, SiriusXM NBA Radio, Sporting News. Hey, Mitch, we appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy Game 6 tonight.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.